This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. With Congress hovering over a bill to ban late-term abortions, debates come and go and come again over whether unborn children feel pain. Abortion activists deride studies, and expert testimony has confirmed fetal pain before Congress. A professor at Vanderbilt University Medical Center has done more surgeries with fetal anesthesia than any other doctor in the world. Anesthesiology professor Dr. Ray Pascal says babies feel pain not only before birth, but before viability. Not content with awards from pro-abortion watchdog groups, one of the most biased rags on abortion, the New York Times, is going overboard reporting on and celebrating the abortion of the child of a particular NBA player and his fiancée. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life. A visit to lifenews.com offers stories to encourage your pro-life advocacy. One is simply a compilation of the 15 greatest pro-life quotes of all time. Another story inventories famous pro-life people. Did you know Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King Jr., and Susan B. Anthony were all pro-life? The real tearjerker is the simple story of one woman who lost her job because of her pregnancy, planned an abortion, but a pro-life group directed her to a counselor. She canceled her abortion and kept the baby. This has been Life News Radio.